This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
God is asking you, get this, to make a decision to love people in Jesus Christ, people you normally couldn't love on your own strength, your own capacity. He gives us the strength to love, to decide to love other people. Let me give you a powerful illustration of that from a minister from Scotland by the name of Ian Watson. He writes about his daughter named Rosemary. When Rosemary, our youngest child, was three, she was given a rag doll, which quickly became an inseparable companion. Rosemary had other toys which were intrinsically far more valuable, but none that she loved more than she loved that rag doll. Soon the rag doll became more and more rag and less doll. It also became more and more dirty. If you tried to clean the doll, it would become more ragged. If you didn't clean the doll, it became dirtier still. The sensible thing to do, the logical thing to do, was to trash the rag doll. But that was unthinkable for anyone who loved Rosemary. Now listen to this. He said, if you loved Rosemary, you loved the rag doll. If you loved Rosemary, you loved the rag doll. It was part of the package. And then he says this, and this is going to hit somebody right between the eyes today in a figurative sense. If you claim to love Jesus Christ, part of the package is you love people. A man or woman can't say, oh, how I love Jesus. I just love the Lord. I'm crazy about the Lord, and I love the kingdom. But I hate these people over here, and I hate this relative over here, and I hate this coworker over here. It's a contradiction of terms because they're part of the package. And then Ian Watson asked this rhetorical question that I think is very hard-hitting. Who are the rag dolls in your life that you have refused to love? Would you listen to that again? Who are the rag dolls in your life that you have refused to love? Who are the people in your life that you would rather trash like a rag doll? Get rid of them out of your life. And the Lord has commanded you, he says, not asked you, not making a suggestion, but commanded you to love them as Christ would love them. Now, here's one of the most profound things I have read in a long time, and I really mean this, what Ian Watson says next. The average person, we look for value in people in order to love them. We look at a person and say, now, what value do you have to my life? What can you do for me so that I can in return love you because you've got value to me? And people do that to you. They're looking for the value in you that you give to them. But listen to what he says. Ian Watson says that as a Christian, we create value. We create value in people by loving them. I never thought about it that way before. We actually impute, we create value in a person's life by loving them. How do I know that? Because that's what Jesus Christ does for you. You know where your value comes because of your worthiness? No. It's because he loves you. Your value to the Lord comes, stems, flows from the fact that he loves you, not because you're so lovable or I'm so lovable. It flows out of his love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Romans 5:8 says, God commended his love to us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. My value comes from the fact that God loves me. Now here's the scary part. What kind of value are you refusing to put on other people because you refuse to love? What kind of value is not being put in your children because you refuse to love them as Christ would have you love them? What kind of love has been withheld from a wife or a husband? You have not imputed value to them, not because of what they've done, but because of your refusal to love another person. That's one of the most sobering things that I've ever come across intellectually in a long time about the word love. It really is. Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, a powerful concluding story that I honestly believe is life-changing. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same place, for Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.